For those of you who were not here this morning, we had a great sunrise service. We all got to experience a sprinkle baptism this morning. Received extra blessing from the Lord. So you missed out if you didn't come this morning. Maybe next year. I just want to share with you a couple of verses before I begin my message this morning. Reverend Ling did such a great job on a Friday and this morning with giving so many verses about the resurrection of our Lord.
林牧师在受难日跟今天早上已经跟我们分享了很多耶稣基督复活的经节
and why he had to die and on the cross and why his blood was shed
为什么他需要在受死然后复活
I just want to touch three points this morning before I go into my message
今天早上在我们讲我们正题之前要讲三点
because I think it's important that we clarify why we're here
我们需要知道我们为什么在这里。
In Hebrews 9:22,
在希伯来书第九章二十二节
，It says, "In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness."
按着律法，凡物差不多都用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
So according to God's law, He required blood to be shed.
所以根据这个律法，我们需要用血来洁净。
And so that's why Jesus had to shed his blood for us.
所以耶稣基督为我们而流血。
It wasn't good enough that he would die, but he had to shed his blood.
他不只是死亡，但是他需要流血。
Because the blood is the cleansing thing.
因为血是用来洁净的。
That's why in John chapter 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
所以约翰福音第十四章第六节说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
And no one else makes this claim
没有人能够这样子说
No one can make this claim
没有人能够这样子说
Except our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ
除了我们的救主耶稣基督以外
And so 1 John 1:7 says But if we walk in the light as he is in the lightWe have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
约翰一书第一章第七节说，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So if we walk with the Lord, we are purified with all our sins.
如果我们跟神同行，我们的罪就被洗净了。
For those who put our faith in Jesus Christ, today is a very especially important day.
对我们把我们信心交给耶稣基督的人，今天是一个特别重要的日子。
And for those who have not put their faith in Christ, it is also a very important day.
为那些还没有信主的人，这也是一个很重要的日子。
Because you have the opportunity to experience God today.
因为今天你有机会能够经历神。
And you too can walk in the light as He is in the light.
你也可以在光明中行，就跟他一样。
So this morning, as you hear the message, I pray that your heart would be open to receiving the word of the Lord.
所以今天早上，我希望你的心能够打开来接受神的话语。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord, of course, always, and also my wife for giving me the theme of today's message.
我们要感谢神，但是也感谢金师母给金牧师今天的主题。
Though I have the words and the scripture, my wife really encouraged me to focus on a certain vision for today.
虽然金牧师知道圣经很熟悉，但是他的太太鼓励他用一个新的方向来看。
But of course, all the glory goes to God.
那所有的荣耀归于神。
I want to share with you this morning four ways that God met people after His resurrection.
今天我要分享。四种方式神在他复活以后来接近我们。
He specifically went to four different groups of people.
他去见了四组的人。
And I think it's important that we look at why he approached these people.
那是很重要，我们来看为什么他去显现给这四种人。
The first person, of course, was scripture today, was Mary.
第一个人他显现的就是玛利亚。
Coming from John chapter 20, we see that she was running. She went to the tomb early in the morning.
约翰福音第二十章说到她礼拜天的早上，她跑去墓园里。
Very early in the morning.
非常的早，她就去了。
This morning I got up at 4:15 to come to church.
今天早上 Pastor Tim 在四点十五分就起来了。
It was very early in the morning.
非常的早。
In fact, it was raining at my house.
那个时候她家那边在下雨。
And I was driving half awake.
她半醒着开车来到教会。
Coming to meet God this morning.
来这边来见主。
All by myself.
她自己一个人来。
And I realized what happens when you meet God in the early morning all by yourself.
当他了解，当你一大早一个人来亲近主的时候，
you start thinking about things.
你开始思考一些事情。
Especially Easter morning.
特别是在这个复活节的早上。
I start thinking about all of my sins.
他开始在想他过去所犯的罪。
I don't know why.
We're
just driving and thinking about all the sins I committed in my life since I was young to now.
他一边开车，一边就思考他过去一生中从小所犯的一些罪错。
Just thinking about how I disappointed God.
想到他怎么样子没有达到神的期望。
How God disappointed me.
觉得神也没有达到他的期望。
And my journey in my Christian walk.
他自己的基督徒的旅程。
I think maybe it was because it was very gloomy during my drive here.
也许因为天气那时候天空很黑暗。
Very few people on the road 4:15 in the morning.
路上很少人。
And I started reflecting upon what was happening in my heart.
他开始在想他心里的一些事情。
And I see that Mary is doing the same thing.
他看到玛利亚在这里也是一样的。
She is a very faithful woman.
她是一个很有信心的女人。
She loves the Lord intimately.
她非常的爱主。
Passionately.
很有热爱的主。
So it's fitting that God would meet her first.
所以是可以了解为什么神第一个显现给她。
So we see in John chapter 20 that Jesus went to meet the faithful, intimate person.
所以约翰福音第二十章，我们看到神来见到他一个对他很有信心的这个女人。
Verse 15 says, "Woman, why are you crying?"
第十五节他说，妇人为什么哭
？We know as you read the scripture how passionate Mary was.
我们知道我们在读经节的时候，玛利亚是一个很有爱心的人。
Once Jesus met Mary, her life was totally different.
当他遇到耶稣以后，他的生命完全的改变了。
She was so passionate for Christ.
他真的有非常的热爱。
Everything she did was for the Lord.
他所做的事情都是为主做的。
It's because when she met God, God brought freedom into her life.
因为当他遇见主的时候，主给了他自由。
And she reveled in that freedom.
他非常的在这自由里面享受。
In verse 15 it says, "Sir,If you carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will get him."
他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你去把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”
This small lady is willing to go find Christ.
这个小小的妇人愿意去取这个耶稣的身体。
You know people like this.
你知道有这样子的人。
You know people, you and I, that get up early in the morning and pray.
我们有些人能够一大早起来祷告。
You know people who just love Jesus, don't you?
我们都认识一些非常爱主的人。
I know people like that.
金牧师他知道有这样子的人。
That no matter what the situation is, they just have to love God.
不管外面情况怎么样，他都非常的爱主。
When they pray, there's such intimacy there.
当他们祷告的时候，你可以感觉他们的亲密的关系。
And they talk about God in such a very passionate and personal way.
当他们提到主的时候，都是非常的有爱心。
Two people that are my example are my parents.
有两个人，他想到的就是他的父母们。
This morning, as we were being baptized by the rain in the sunrise service,
今天早上在晨曦礼拜的时候，当我们在被这个小雨来受洗的时候，
I received a phone call at 7:15.
在七点十五分，他接到了一封电话。
Nobody's gonna call me 7:15 in the morning.
没有人在七点十五分的时候打电话给我。
So I look at my phone.
所以他看他的电话。
And it's from Arizona.
是从 Arizona 打来的。
My parents.
他的父母。
And I decide, should I answer or not answer?
他还考虑要不要回。
Of course, I cannot answer.
他没有回。
During service.
因为他我们正在我们的朝夕礼拜当中。
And then all the thoughts run through my head. Oh, something's really wrong.
所以他在想说，是不是出了什么事情
？Why would they call me this morning？
为什么他们那么早就打电话给我
？Is it to wish me happy Easter？
是要跟我讲复活节快乐吗
？They've never done that before.
他们以前从来没有这样做。
And so I was thinking about this for 45 minutes during service.
所以45分钟呢，一直在想说到底出了什么事情。
And so many negative thoughts was going through my brain.
他心里有很多负面的一些。
I was thinking, oh, my father must be ill.
他说是不是他爸爸生病了吗
？Oh, my mother must have fell down somewhere and broke her leg or something.
是他妈妈跌倒了吗
？And I was thinking, Lord, please.Just give me 45 minutes of peace.
他说主啊，求你给我45分钟的平安。
And so after the worship service, I checked my phone and called my voicemail.
所以啊，敬拜完了以后，他打电话来听他的信息。
And it's my mother's voice.
是他妈妈的声音。
And she sounds very distressed.
她听起来好像有点担心。
And she says, "Son."
他说儿子。
I love you.
我很爱你。
Happy Easter.
复活节快乐
And I'm listening, and she's like struggling with her voice.
孩子听好像他妈妈的话讲不太出来
And she said, your father wants to tell you.
他说你爸爸要跟你说
And then she said, oh, wait, what did you say to my father?
他说你要说什么
And I hear my father go, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. 他爸爸在后面就有一点声音
And then she said, oh, your father wanted me to tell you, please wear a suit today.
说你爸爸要我跟你说，今天一定要穿西装打领带。
And she said, "Please, please, son."
求求你，今天一定要穿西装打领带。
I know you don't like to wear suit.
我知道你不喜欢穿西装。
But you have to wear a suit today.
但是你今天一定要穿西装。
Please, please, son.
求求你。
I'm not kidding.
我不是开玩笑的。
I can play the message for you on my phone.
我可以给你听听他的信息。
And she said, "Oh, I love you, son."
他说儿子我爱你。
Have a good worship.
希望你有个很好的敬拜。
It's a funny story, but it reminds me that they're up early this morning, thinking about me, thinking about God.
虽然很好笑，但是我们知道他们很早就起床了，在想到他们的儿子，想到神。
They love the Lord.
他们非常的爱神。
They love God.
他们爱主。
Recently, last month, two months ago, I went back to celebrate my parents' 50th anniversary.
两个月前，基牧师回去 Arizona 庆祝他的父母50年的结婚。
They've been married for 50 years.
他们结婚了50年。
And for their present, my mother asked me to give a message.
给他们一个礼物，他妈妈请他给他们一个信息。
She said, "Give a sermon for our 50th anniversary."
他请金牧师说，请你给我们一个信息。
And I said, "No."
他说我不要。
I don't want to give a sermon.
我不要给一个主日的信息。
It's so strange to give a sermon for your 50th anniversary.
他觉得在庆祝50周年的时候给一个信息是很奇怪的事情。
But it's the 50th anniversary, so I said, "Okay."
最后他说好。
And I was, it was very hard preparing that message.
准备这信息他觉得非常的困难。
It took me a long time to think about what to share.
他想了很久要分享什么。
And finally, I came to the conclusion on the point of what I should share.
最后他的结局是他知道他要分享什么了。
And I was sharing about my memories of growing up.
他分享他成长的一些过程。
And how I was not there for the first 10 years of their marriage.
在他们想到说他父母结婚的前十年他不在那儿。
And I was sharing about my reflection about just growing up together in the home.
就在想说他小时候成长的时候的一些经历。
The good memories.
就很好的记忆。
The bad memories.
也有很不好的记忆。
Our house burning up.
他的房子有一次着火了。
Just crazy things like that.
有很多很奇奇怪怪的事情。
And the main point that I wanted to share with them was
最主要他要分享的是
that is the point today is not about their marriage.
那天最主要的不是关于他们的婚姻
or that they were together for 50 years.
也不是因为他们在一起了50年
I said more importantly, after 50 years of marriage,
最重要是50年以后,
you still love God.
他们还是那么的爱主。
Even after all the ups and downs,
虽然经历了很多的路程,
even after losing their first daughter,
虽然他们的第一个最大的女儿去世了,
even after going through so many difficult moves and financial hardships,
虽然他们在经济上有很多的困难, 搬了很多次家,
even through church splits and multiplications,
虽然有时候他们的教会分裂了, 有时候他们教会成长了,
that you still love God,
但是他们还是一直非常的爱主。
And I see this in Mary's life.
可以看到在他们的生活上面。
That she is crying and just wanting to see Jesus.
可以看到玛利亚在这边就是在哭在她要看耶稣基督。
And if you read the scripture, you see that the disciples came there.
我们在读这经文我们看到门徒也跑来了。
And they saw the tomb was empty.
他们看到那个坟墓是空的。
And then everybody left, went back home.
他们就跑掉了回家了。
But Mary was still there.
但是玛利亚还是在那里。
Because she couldn't go home.
因为她不能够回家。
Because she wanted to know where was Jesus.
她要知道耶稣基督在哪里。
That's the passion that she had for Christ.
这是她这么的爱主。
That's what she longed for.
这是她想要的。
Jesus went to those who are so faithful.
所以耶稣就显现了给这些很有信心的人。
And Jesus, when he met Mary, resurrected her intimacy.
当他看到玛利亚的时候，他们的关系已经重新建立了。
Because before her intimacy was with a God man.
在那之前耶稣是神也是人。
But now her intimacy is with God.
但现在玛利亚的关系是跟一个全神。
The second group of people that God met after his resurrection were the disciples that were on the road to Emmaus.
神复活以后见到的第二组人是两个门徒。
In Luke 24:15 it says, As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing them.
是路加福音第24章28到39节which verse? 24:15 第24章第15节正谈论相问的时候耶稣亲自就近他们和他们同行于是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
Verse 17 says they stood still with their face downcast.
十七节说，他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
Jesus went to the discouraged.
耶稣来到这些灰心的门徒上面。
Jesus went to the disillusioned.
他来到这边已经失望的门徒身上。
Jesus went to the disappointed.
他来到这些已经失望的人
and he walked with them.
他跟他们一起同行
They were not special disciples.
他们并不是什么特别的门徒
They weren't like the very special ones.
他们不是那些有名的门徒
They were just believers in our Lord and Savior.
他们只是信徒
And they were very disillusioned.
但是他们那个时候非常的灰心
And discouraged.
心里很不舒服
Because of what happened to their Lord.
因为他们的主已经
and they're walking away from the place that they should be.
那么从他们离开耶路撒冷
We see that Jesus goes to those who are discouraged.
所以我们看到耶稣来到这些安慰他们那些灰心的人
I just recently had dinner with Pastor David Martin.
最近Pastor Tim 跟Pastor David Martin 一起用晚餐
And we were just having conversation.
他们在交谈的时候
As pastors do
他们牧师跟牧师交谈
And he was just sharing a lot about how he was disillusioned and discouraged
他分享了一些他灰心的时候
Because people that he knew who loved the Lord was beginning to walk away from God
因为 Pastor David Martin 提到一些他认识的一些人好像已经要离开主了
And he was really discouraged
他非常的灰心
But I encouraged him that God will meet you.
Pastor Tim, 鼓励他说神会来帮助他们。
Even on this road of discouragement, God can meet you.
在这灰心的路上，神会来见你。
Matthew 26:32 says, But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
马太福音第二十六章说，我复活以后要在你们先前往加利利去。
Jesus was telling the disciples, I will be in Galilee after I resurrect.
他跟门徒说，我复活以后会到加利利去。
But these disciples were walking away, 7 miles away from where they were supposed to be.
但是门徒们走离开了七里以外。
Because of their discouragement.
因为他们非常的灰心。
You know, Jesus can resurrect hope.
我们知道耶稣可以让我们的盼望在他里面复活。
These disciples who have lost hope,
这些门徒们失去了他们的盼望。
Jesus chose to meet them.
耶稣来就来见他们。
They weren't special disciples.
这些并不是特别的门徒。
Their names weren't Peter or Paul or John.
他们不是彼得或是保罗或是约翰。
Just nameless disciples.
只是没有名字的这些门徒，
whom God wanted to meet and encourage.
但是神去见他们来鼓励他们，
and he wanted to resurrect their hope.
他要让他们的盼望复活。
We see that the third group of people that Jesus met are those that doubt.
第三组耶稣去见的人是有疑问的人。
It says in John chapter 20 verse 27,
约翰福音第二十章二十七节。
Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe.
就对多马说，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Jesus went to the doubting.
耶稣来到这些有疑惑的人。
Sometimes we need proof from God.
有时候我们需要从神那里来的证明。
Sometimes we say, God, if you do this, then I will give you this.
有时候我们跟神说，主啊，如果你做这个，我就会给你这个。
Lord, if you bless me like this, then I will serve you like this.
如果你这样子祝福我，我就会这样子来侍奉你。
Lord, if you give me the nice, easy ministry here, then I will serve you faithfully.
主，如果你给我简单的事工，我就会有信心的来侍奉你。
And we have these conditions like Thomas.
我们有很多很多的这些条件。
He doubted so often.
像多马在这里，他有疑惑。
We see Jesus went to the doubting.
我们看到耶稣来到这些有疑惑的人。
And we see here that Jesus says, "Touch me, touch me, and restore your faith."
耶稣说来摸我，这样你就会得到你的信心。
Jesus is able to resurrect our faith.
耶稣可以让我们的信心在他里面复活。
Finally,
最后,
the third group of people that he went to were the ones that denied him.
最后他来见这些不愿意接受他的人, 不信的人。
Jesus went to the denier.
他去那些不信的人。
Jesus went to the sinner.
他去那些犯罪的人。
See, the people that we've talked about before did not sin against the Lord.
前面三组人我们讲到的并没有对主犯罪。
They were struggling with their faith.
他们在他们信心上有一些挣扎。
But Peter directly sinned against God.
但是彼得他对主直接的犯了罪。
The greatest sin ever.
最严重的罪。
Denying God.
他不认主。
And so Jesus went to the sinner.
所以耶稣来到这个罪人面前。
Matthew 26:33, we see Jesus telling Peter what will happen soon.
在马太福音第二十六章三十三节讲到说
He says, even if all fall away on account of you, I never will.
众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
Truly I tell you,
我实在告诉你，
this very night before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times.
今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
But Peter declared, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
彼得说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
We saw this in the video, Good Friday.
我们在受难日的时候，我们看到了这一段的电影。
Do you all remember the video, Friday?
你记得我们所看的电影吗？
It was kind of strange for me to see the disciples speaking Chinese.
看到这些门徒说中文是一个很奇怪的事情。
I was sitting and watching this scene.
他 他坐着来看这一段的时候。
And I was thinking somebody is going to do some kung fu martial arts soon.
就好像马上会有一些打。
That's what I was thinking.
他是在想说是不是
为了打斗。I thought Jesus is going to break out into martial arts and come down from the cross.
他说耶稣好是不是会从十字架上下来。
And the disciples are going to come together and they're going to beat the Romans.
门徒是不是会开始跟那罗马士兵打斗。
But we know it didn't happen.
我们知道那并没有发生。
We know in actuality that's not what happened.
事实上那并不是这样子发生的。
We know in actuality that there was Peter denying Jesus three times.
我们知道事实上彼得真的就三次不认主。
And as you go forward, we see that Jesus went to the sinner.
所以我们最后看到耶稣回到来看这些罪人。
In John chapter 21, we see Jesus approaching Peter.
约翰福音第21章，我们看到耶稣来跟彼得说话。
Peter has recognized Jesus.
彼得认了主。
He has seen him. Now, with his physical eyes,
他现在用亲眼看了他。
He knows Jesus is alive.
他知道耶稣是活着的。
And there is just this passion dwelling in his heart.
那他的心里有很多的热忱。
At the same time, there's this fear because he knows he has sinned against the Lord.
但他心里也很害怕，因为他知道他为对主犯了罪。
And so he asks him, Peter, do you love me?
耶稣问他说，彼得，你爱我吗？
And Peter answers, "Yes, I love you."
彼得说，是的，我爱你。
And then Jesus asks again, "Peter, do you love me?"
耶稣又问了一次，彼得，你爱我吗？
And we see Peter saying, "Jesus, you know that I love you."
他说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
And the third time, we see Jesus ask Peter, "Do you really, really love me?"
第三次，他问说，彼得，你真的爱我吗？
And we see that Peter is pierced in his heart.
我们知道在这里彼得说他很忧愁。
Because God is touching the very thing that hurts him most.
因为神触摸到他心里很痛的一个地方。
And that is the denial of Jesus Christ.
他三次没有认主。
God can resurrect your purpose and your calling in life.
神可以在你生活上你的呼召重新复活起来。
God is able to resurrect wherever you are in your life.
不管你在哪里，神都可以复活你的生命。
John 14:9-19 says, "Because I live, you also will live."
约翰福音第14章19节说，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
I want you to listen to this verse.
我们来默想这段经节。
Because I live, you also will live.
因为我活着，你们也要活着。
That is the promise of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
这是我们主耶稣给我们的应许。
Because he resurrected, we too can be resurrected.
因为他复活了，我们也要复活。
But not just for eternal life.
并不只是为了永生来复活。
But he can resurrect the areas in our life at this very moment.
因为他可以对我们生活上每一个地方需要的地方来复活。
Are there areas in your life that need to be resurrected?
你的生命里面是不是有地方需要神的复活呢？
Have you lost hope?
你是不是失去了盼望吗？
He can resurrect faith.
他可以给你更多的信心。
Have you lost love?
你失去了爱吗？
He can resurrect that.
他也可以给你更多的爱。
Have you lost passion?
你失去了热忱吗？
He can resurrect it.
他也可以给你热忱。
Have you lost just your relationship with the Lord?
你失去了你跟神的关系吗？
He can resurrect that.
他也可以重新建立一个新的关系。
He can resurrect whatever's in your heart.
他可以使这些东西都重新的复活。
Because our God is just not an eternal God, but he's a present God.
因为我们的神不只是一个永生的神，他也是我们现在生活上的神。
Everything he was yesterday,
他过去所做的。
Everything he will be tomorrow,
他过去将要做的。
Is what he is right now,
就是他现在这个神。
I want to encourage you this morning.
今天早上我要鼓励你们。
As we celebrate the resurrection of Christ,
当我们来庆祝主的复活的时候。
Don't just celebrate that.
不只是来庆祝他的复活，
but celebrate your resurrected life.
来庆祝我们生命的复活，
because you have that opportunity.
因为我们也有这样子的机会，
to live a life resurrected.
来活一个复活的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's come to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for blessing us this wonderful morning.
主耶稣，我们感谢您这个早上这样子来祝福我们。
Lord, maybe some of us are like Mary.
也许我们有些人像玛利亚一样。
And we weep for you.
我们为你而哭泣。
Because we miss you.
因为我们失去了你。
Maybe some of us are like disciples, Lord, just downcast.
也许有些人像门徒一样灰心了。
We don't understand why we're going through what we're going through.
我们不了解我们为什么要经历一些苦难。
We don't know why you've disappointed us.
我们不知道为什么我们对你失望了。
We don't know why things are not working out.
我们不知道为什么事情有很多的困难。
Lord, maybe we're like Thomas.
主，也许我们像多马一样。
Maybe we require for you to do something.
我们也许我们需要你来做一些事情。
And we just won't move.
我们现在不想动。
Lord, maybe we're like Peter.
也许我们像彼得一样。
Maybe we have sinned against you.
也许我们对你犯了罪。
Lord, in all situations, whoever we are like,
主，不管我们是像谁，
we can have a resurrected life.
我们可以在你里面有一个复活的生命。
We can do that.
我们可以有这样子的生命。
If we just come to you.
如果我们来到你面前。
Because you're here with us now.
因为你现在就与我们同在。
We ask this morning that you would speak to our hearts.
我们希望今天早上你对我们的心来说话。
We pray, Holy Spirit, you would search our hearts.
我们希望圣灵来寻求来查看我们的心。
Speak to us.
跟我们说话。
Reveal to us.
显现给我们看。
Areas in our lives that need to be resurrected.
在我们生活里面是不是有地方需要您的复活？
Why don't we take a moment in silent meditation?
我们要拿一点时间在神的面前安静的祷告。
Will you allow God to speak to you just for a minute?
你愿不愿意让神在这个时候来跟您说话？
Lord, this morning we thank you for allowing us to hear you during the quiet hour.
主，我们感谢您今天早上在这安静的时候能够聆听到您的话语。
And though we've come to celebrate you, we know that as we seek you, you always bless us.
我们来这里庆祝您的复活，但是我们来寻求你的时候，你都祝福我们。
Because that's the kind of God you are.
因为你就是这样子的神。
You are the Father who loves.
你是爱我们的父神。
You are the Father that forgives.
你是一个饶恕的父神。
You are the Father that embraces.
你拥抱我们。
You are the Father that resurrects our lives.
你是复活复兴我们生命的神。
Not just in eternity, but even at this moment.
不是以后的永生而已，而是现在。
We worship you.
我们来敬拜你。
And we thank you for that blessing.
我们感谢你给我们的祝福。
Help us, Lord, to live resurrected lives.
帮助我们来活出一个复活、一个复兴的生命。
Help us, Lord, to live resurrected lives.
帮助我们来活出一个复活的生命。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.